Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. Hebrews 1. And I would like to read the first three verses. Hebrews 1. And I pray this morning, as Brother Scott was praying, I was thinking, he said, enable the speaker, grant him God's power, grace to speak that which God has said. I pray the Lord truly too, as we read these words, we're reading the Word of God. And I, even as I was preparing, and I began to think how easily, because of the frailty of our flesh in the presence of sin, how easily we read and these words just pass over our minds. We just don't grasp them as we ought. Let's read this morning and pray God bless the words to our heart. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I began to look and to seek after God's message in these passages right here, and I had planned at first to speak this morning on the three verses, and I have decided that I'm going to try to break up these three verses right here into this morning and this evening. And so this morning, I want to speak on that portion of this scripture that says this, beginning in verse 1, God. God. We're not here to prove that God is. The Scripture declares Him. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God. Now the Scripture also declares that the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. A man is a believer by nature. A man is not a believer by nature. In Adam, he is an unbeliever, and he is an unbeliever first in his heart. The Scripture declares that the heart of man is desperately wicked, and it's deceitful above all things. Who can know it? The Scripture declares that the fool has said, he says this, he says it, but he says it in his heart, not outwardly necessarily. Outwardly, a man may profess words, he may say words that have some type of consistency. But the fool has said in his heart, no God. The fool doesn't deny a deity. I've spoken with a lot of folks, a lot of people. And you know, it's hard to find anybody that will say, I don't believe that there is a God. I believe that there's a God. That's what they'll say. And they speak of God in this abstract way. They've got a God that they have imagined. But the fool, he doesn't outwardly necessarily deny with his mouth that there is a deity. But he denies the God of this Bible. He denies the sovereign, ruling, electing, predestinating God of all creation, God who rules in creation, in providence, in salvation. The fool has said in his heart, no, no, no God. Only a believer, a regenerated soul, believes that God is. Only a believer, only a man who has been given a new heart. Only a man who has been given a new mind to know Him. A new creature. Born again. You must be born again. Man can't birth himself first time. He can't birth himself the second time. You must be born again, born from above, new creature. John 17:3, our Lord Jesus Christ praying, and this is what He said, and this is life eternal, that they, that is those that God has given Him in eternal election, choosing grace, and this is life eternal, that they may know Thee. That they may know Thee. Know You. Oh, I'm telling you, even as I say this, I hear these words right here and I think, this is life eternal. That they may know Thee. I want to know Him. I want to know Him. I know this. I'm convinced of this. Said this before, and you know this. This life is but a vapor. Just frail. Just a moment. Passing moments. There's coming a time when I will take my last breath. I know that. Closer to that time, you are too. This is not a funny statement. This is as close as we've ever been right now to leaving this world. In that day, what is it going to matter? What's going to matter? What's going to matter as far as what you've acquired in this life? I'm talking about materialistically. What you have, lands, doesn't matter. In that day, what does it matter? What matters? I'm going to tell you what. What think you of Christ? What do you think of Him? I pray God Almighty speak to me. This morning, I want to hear from Him, and I don't want to hear with just an ear. I don't want to hear right here. I don't want the word to be word only. May God Almighty bring this word to me in power. May God do something, teach me something this morning. That they may know Thee, that they may recognize and understand what it means. The knowledge of Almighty God, I'm talking about knowing Him. It's not speculative, it's a practical knowledge. It's not just an intellectual, it's spiritual. It's more than my little fickle mind can attain or can comprehend. I understand that. But I do know this, God's people know Him. I know we know Him part. We see through a glass darkly, but I know we see. My sheep, He said, hear My voice. They hear it. What is it to hear? What is it to know Him? What is it to know God? It is to know Him as the true God. Now, I'm telling you, that's something more than man by nature can do. He can't do that of himself. To know the Father, who is the covenant God. to know Him, to believe Him, to believe that. That Almighty God, from the foundation of the world, in an everlasting covenant, chose a people. He chose them. Chose them in His Son. And to know the Son, the eternal Son, who is the redeeming God, who came into this world, the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us, walked this earth. To know the Spirit of God Almighty, who is the quickening God and the revealing God, that they may know Thee. It's to know Him as being opposed to the God of our imagination. I know that there's time in my life I can remember just as sure as I'm standing here. I've been in religion all my life, and I'm sure most of you have too. There was a time when there was a God that I had in my mind. This is who God is. I thought of Him as a deity. I thought of Him, He's higher than I am. But He's a God that I could kind of deal with. It was a God that I had given my heart to. And this God that I had bargained with. God that wanted to do something for me. And so I allowed Him to, save me. I gave Him my heart as far as I knew what giving Him my heart was. I made a few statements. Preacher prayed a prayer and I copied what he prayed, You know, he said, "You repeat after me." So I did. And then I got into the water and I, was baptized. And I therefore, I had made my peace with God. I don't know what everybody else decided to do, but I was okay. And it didn't matter whatever else I did. Once I was saved, I was always saved. I just, blasphemous. Fool. The fool has said in his heart. That's what I said. As far as the God of this Bible, the God that the Scripture sets forth, God Almighty, Sovereign, just the very words that I speak, I say His name, God, and I realize as I say it, I can't even, what can I say? How do I set Him forth? I can't. Only the Spirit of God can take the Word and bear witness to the heart of His people. When they hear it, it takes Him, God. Almighty God. Creation reveals enough of Almighty God to leave a man without excuse. Creation does. But it takes more than my eye looking at creation for there to be a new heart right here. It's to know Him as a just God. A just God. And a Savior. Now this point right here. Here's where man will say, no. No. You ask a man, you believe God is just? Oh yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, if you ask a man if he believes that God is just, how is it then that man by nature can think that by just saying, I'm sorry. That's going to make it okay. Just saying, I'm sorry. If I come up and I've said this to some before. If I take a dagger and I stick it right in your heart and I just pull it out and I say, I'm sorry. Sorry. Did that make it all okay? Did that change anything? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stick it that deep. I was just going to stick you a little bit. I am a just God. Just. And the soul that sinneth is going to die. I will in no wise clear the guilty. Almighty God is just. He said, I'm a just God and I'm a Savior. Man by nature says, I don't believe you are just. I believe if I quote a prayer, if I say a few words, if I say, I give you my heart, man by nature thinks that Almighty God, in mercy, that's what he says, in mercy, Almighty God is a merciful God. And He's a just God. And He must punish sin. Man thinks that God's going to show mercy at the expense of His justice. And He will not. Man by nature does not believe that God is just. Almighty God must punish sin. For the believer, he sees and knows, he knows God this way, that God Almighty, has taken and charged his guilt, man's guilt, my guilt, me to know him. I believe that God has taken my guilt, my sin, and put it on his son. He put and made him to be sin. He made him to be sin. And made him be sin for me. He who knew no sin, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. Man by nature does not believe that. This knowledge of God is to know that Christ has reconciled His people to God by His blood, and they rest in Him alone. They know that in themselves they have and are nothing. That right there is a miracle of God's grace, that God convinced a man of that. That is a miracle. Man by nature wants to believe, I am doing something. I don't know what I'm doing completely, but I'm doing something. I'm doing something. Somehow, some way in there, there's something that I deserve some credit for. No, you don't either. God Almighty saves His people by grace, by grace, by grace are you saved. Through faith. And that not of yourself, it's the gift of God. Psalm 9:10 says, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. They that know thy name. I read that, they that know thy name. Boy, I tell you, man, he says, they that know thy name. I know his name, man says. His name God, Jehovah. They'll use just words like this. But man by nature, that's just like taking that verse that says, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. And man by nature thinks that Almighty God, that Christ is some kind of a cosmic. And I say this reverently, but I'm telling you, this is what man thinks. He thinks that God is like a cosmic bellhop to him, that he just say anything that he wants to say, and that God just is just obligated to him. Not so. God's name. What did God tell Moses? When the Lord told Moses, He said, You go tell Pharaoh that I said, let my people go. And Moses said, well, who shall I say? And the Lord says, You go, and when you tell the children of Israel that I said, that I am. I am. In Exodus 6:3, the Scripture says, I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah, I was not known to them, he said, the Lord. the self-existent. What is His name? I believe that He is. He is. I mean, even at this moment, do we truly believe that He is more than an abstract part of our imagination? He's somewhere. You believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, and He said, where two or three are gathered in My name, I am in the midst of you. I'm in the midst of you. And I think even at this moment, He is in the presence of His people that are gathered in His name. He's here. He's here. And I think even now, Lord, as I know You are here, please bless these words to my heart, to my mind, to these people, Your people. He is. He is. Exodus 34:14. He says, "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous." He said, is a jealous God. He is jealous for His honor. He's jealous for His glory. He's jealous. He's a jealous God. How do I know He's a jealous God? He said, that's My name. I'm a jealous God. To stand in this pulpit and just, I realize in the frailty of my flesh, I think to myself, Lord, please don't let me dishonor You. He's Jehovah Husseinu. Psalm 95:6 is the Lord our Maker. God Almighty, who made us physically, has also made us a new creation. We were made physically, and He birthed us also. Electing grace chose us. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. To know Him. To know Him. In Genesis 22:14, just as the Lord provided a ram as a substitute. You remember when Abraham laid his son on that altar. What had that boy asked him just a little bit before? Here's the wood, here's some fire. Where's the lamb? And he said, my son, the Lord will provide Himself a lamb. The Lord Himself is the lamb. He is God's lamb, the Lamb of Almighty God. And just as the Lord provided a ram for a substitute on Mount Moriah, so He has provided Himself a sacrifice. That's the way God's people know Him. They know Him. Not as one who was hanging on a cross and was trying to make salvation possible. Trying to make salvation possible to whoever would call on Him. He as the Redeemer. He said, I came to seek and to save. I came to save that which was lost. Jehovah Rapha. That means the Lord that healeth thee. Out of Exodus 15. We are by nature as putrefying sores as born in Adam. But Christ has healed us spiritually. By His stripes we're healed. By the shedding of His blood, God's people are healed in Him. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner. In Exodus 17:15, this is when the children of Israel were fighting against the Amalekites, and Aaron and Hur held up Moses' hands till Joshua prevailed against the enemy. He held up his hands like that, held them up, and even so, Moses, said that, he said, this is it, the Lord my banner. So as the hands of Moses lifted up was described as the banner. Christ is our banner. He's our priest. He is our altar. He's our sacrifice. And it is by Him, by whom we are more than conquerors through Him. And He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men, Jew and Gentile, unto me. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. Christ is our peace. He is our peace. Having made peace for us, that is the elect, through the blood of His cross. Man by nature is enmity against God. But Christ has reconciled us, made peace. We're at peace with God. I think about what would it take to make peace with God? What would it take to be at peace with God? God's going to have to be satisfied, just God. Christ satisfied Him, satisfied the demands of the law, satisfied God's justice, satisfied. And now, in Christ, there is therefore now, right now, no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. Those that are in Christ Jesus, I'm telling you, they shall know Him, and they do know Him, those that believe. Jehovah Rea, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. My guide. The Lord is the great shepherd of the sheep. They're His property. He's everlastingly loved them. Gave His life for them. Calls them out. Calls them by name. And they follow Him. He knows them. He loves them. And He's not going to leave them. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Christ is made unto us righteousness. He is our righteousness. And we are the righteousness of God in Him. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. He is the omnipresent God. What I was talking about just a moment ago. David said, where shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. Find a believer. The Lord's there. Find a true gospel church. What we was talking about a moment ago. You find a place where Christ has been pleased to allow His Word, to allow Christ, to allow Him. I'm telling you, it is an honor. When I was down in Mexico the other day, I related that to those people down there. We would go and I know some of you have been down there. It's talking about another world. We'd come into this beautiful city of Mérida. And Mérida is a very modern city. But we would go out into these little places, these little villages. They called them little pueblos. And as we would drive out there, just the drive out there was an adventure. And you'd come into this little place. I mean, come into a little town that was honestly, if you watch television, you can see some of these places that, you know, where there's war going on. It looks like a bombed out place. They had a hurricane last June. It was very devastating, Cody was telling me. And a lot of these places, I mean, they're still just, I mean, you know. But in the midst of this little pueblo, drive around, come around, and you can come on this little street, and in the back side of nowhere, you come into this little building that's probably a quarter of the size of this room right here. And here's a little place that's got a few little old lights hanging there, and that's about it. That's about all there is to it. And then you've got a group of people, and I'd listen to what Cody and Walter would tell me. He said, there's some of these folks right here. He said, some of the most blessed fellowship that you'd ever have sitting there talking to some of these people. And I related to them. I said, do you have any idea how wonderful, how gracious, how marvelous it is? Words that cannot describe that Almighty God. And I read these words. I read these words, and it says, out of every nation, kindred, and tribe, and tongue, you see, He's got a people. And here's a little group of people, just people that I can't even talk to because I don't speak their language. And I would say something, and they'd just look at me. And then Cody would translate it. And when he'd translate what I'd say, their eyes just light up. And I told him, I said, do you have any idea how wonderful it is that Almighty God, I'm talking about the God of all creation, who spoke this world into existence, who holds all things together by the word of His power, that He would be pleased to reach down in His infinite mercy and grace and call out of a little place called Thachibichan. What does that mean to you? Seye. What does that mean to you? What would that mean to me? But Almighty God, from all of eternity, that saw and chose in His blessed Son a people out of this little place, out of the jungles. I looked at one of the houses that one of these people lived in, and it was absolutely nothing. It was nothing. Saw an example of it. And here was a little hut, and it was an oval. It was about the shape of a capsule. Just imagine that. It was about as long as here to there, right here, and about half that wide. That was it. That was the whole house in there. Little place to cook in. Little old box or something to put some clothes in. And facilities were outside. Water was in a stream, and that was it. You know who lived in that house, in one of the houses? The pastor. That's where the pastor lived. And I thought to myself, oh, the infinite mercy of Almighty God, the God of glory, that would give Himself for one such as him and me. What's His name? The Lord. My righteousness. The Lord is there. The Lord. Omnipresent. You find a place where there is a church raised up. The Lord's there. What is His name? Jehovah Jesus. The Lord will save. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is God incarnate, has a people, always been His people. The Father gave them to Him in that eternal covenant. And all that the Father has given Him shall come to Him, and He will in no wise cast them out. This is the God of whom we speak. This is God in whom the world was made. Created heaven and earth. This is God who we must know for life eternal. And He is only known in the person of His blessed Son. He is known only in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is revealed and declared by Christ Himself. This is God that Paul the Apostle declared to the men at Mars Hill when he saw the inscription, and it says, to the unknown God. This is God who works all things after the counsel of His own will. God who doeth according to His will in heaven and on earth. God. God. Oh, that Almighty God might be pleased this morning to teach us something of Himself for His honor and for our good. Amen.